You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today comes to us from Isaiah 1, verses 18 to 20. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God is a God of promises. He is faithful. In our reading today, he promises us that he will wash us clean, that even though we rebel against him and sin against him, even though we choose for our ways over his, he will call us back. He will wash us clean. We can expect that God will do this, that God will be faithful to this promise and heal us, bind us, and cleanse us. The onus then falls on us. Are we willing and obedient, as it says in verse 19? Are we meek and docile? Are we gentle and lowly of heart? Jesus showed us the way. He was willing and obedient to the Father when he gave himself up for us on the cross, when he gave himself up to the authorities and peaceably took the cross for our sake. Can we have that same attitude? Do we have that same attitude? Can we lay aside our own preferences and be willing and obedient to the Lord? Can we put aside our rebellion from God's ways and subordinate ourselves to his rule? I find myself rebelling all the time, constantly pushing and wanting my own way, and it is hard for me to cultivate a willing and obedient spirit. That is why in this season, we take on different self-denials, so that we can try and train ourselves in ways big and small to not be subject to our own ways, but ultimately to God's ways. God is the King of the universe. His ways are right and just, not ours. Let us cultivate a spirit of willingness and obedience. How can we today cultivate willing and obedient spirits? How can we lay down our own ways and pick up God's ways today? Father, I thank you that you cleanse us. Father, I thank you that your promise is true and that we can rely on you to wash us clean. Lord, I ask that you would help us to be more willing and obedient. Lord, I ask that you would help us to be more docile, that we may trust in your mercy, that we may trust in your faithfulness and your promises. Thank you, Lord, that you wash us as white as snow. Even though we are red like crimson, we shall become white like wool. Lord, give us meek and humble hearts. Give us willing and obedient hearts, that we may do your will, and that we may taste of your goodness. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.